systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, May 21st, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
Thank you so much for checking out episode 39, the Wednesday night fucking shit. How the fuck are you?
I am fan-fucking-tastic. How are you?
I am... All right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're lying.
I'm good. I am lying.
You are glowing. So bright.
Can
right
you
now.
Tell?
I can.
I have never been better in my life ever. It is the most amazing thing. It's amazing what finding the right person can just do to your life. Like everything. I can go around dogs now and not have the urge to just kick them in the face when they bark at me.
Although you'd like, still love to.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah, who wouldn't? Well, yeah, but I go there and I'm like, you know, dog, I know you're barking at me, but it doesn't even bother me right now.
Yeah.
So go. And
nothing
then,
could get you down.
No, nothing at all. It's amazing. I don't know. It's fantastic, man. And that kind of brings us into, well, here, excuse me. Welcome to the Jam Hole. We do this little thing called the Jam Hole every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's not so little anymore, huh?
No, it's not.
Can you believe episode 39?
I can, actually.
Yes?
It's starting to sink in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fucking 39 episodes and what, 2.5 months later?
Yeah.
That's awesome. But it's, okay, so now let's get right
okay,
into it.
Okay, now let's
okay,
do
Okay, we're
this.
Ready.
Okay.
Jam hole, go. Okay, so is it weird now because of how, like, just, is it weird to fall in love with somebody after, like, 2 weeks? Because both of us are, like, it's a total, we have this understanding that, mm-hmm. like, she loves me and I love her and I would do anything for her and I would take care of her forever and ever and in the next life I will find her again. And is that weird, like, after 2 weeks? Because Bree was saying that, like, the faster you go, the more it's up to not work or
it all depends,
to set
though.
Up for disappointment.
There's so many factors, I think. It all depends on the two people and just
right.
how you think and how you're feeling. I mean, 2 weeks really isn't that weird, I don't think. Considering just how well you two go together.
Right, and that's what I was thinking, because after, you know, some people, I mean, granted, okay, everybody, when they first meet some girl and they like them, it's really intense.
Right.
But then after a while, it gradually starts to decrease, and depending on how right those two people are for each other, that's where it'll level off at.
Yeah.
So we were talking today, and I'm like, you know, it's going to be like this. If after 3 weeks... she's not sick of me, for one, because
right.
that's a huge, you know. Yeah. And if we still feel like this, I think that's where it'll just level out at, which it won't level out. It'll just be this fucking peak, pretty much. And we got one more week to go, and it's still just as intense as when we first met. So
right.
I think I did it. I think
I sure hope so.
I sure fucking hope so. I'm a lot more fun to be around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although you were fun before, too, but it's nice to see you happy.
Right. It is. It's nice to be happy. And
yeah.
I'm glad it only took, you know, 27 fucking years to get there. But hey, now that I'm there, it is well worth it.
Right. Of course.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's that. We, fuck, man, I don't even know. We've been just hanging out. She stayed at our new... the lair we're
the
naming
lair?
It the lair, the jam hole is what we're gonna call the whole thing,
right?
So,
the whole place is the jam hole,
right,
and the one
and
room's
then,
the lab,
right, right. Yes, the lab. And yeah, so I got up this morning, she stayed the night last night, and you know, her mom was cool with it. It's appropriate because it's, you know, my place, and it's
right.
not under her mom's roof, which
yeah.
is understandable. Same
yeah.
thing as my mom, but my mom didn't, like, just walk in and be like...
Although you'd think if she wasn't okay with you staying with her there, she wouldn't be okay with you staying with her at your place. Because I wouldn't think that the fact that you're in her house was the problem. It's the fact that you're sleeping in the same bed with her daughter.
Right. And
that's what I think that would bother
her. That's what's kind of weird. You would almost, it's like that whole, when people have kids and they're like, okay, if you're going to smoke pot, I would rather you smoke it under my roof.
Right.
Because then I know you're safe and I know you're going to be okay. It's like, okay, if you're going to sleep with him, I'd rather you do it under my roof so I can
make
you know,
sure you're safe.
Listen. Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I guess it is. I guess we won't really ever know because we don't have kids, so
right.
I don't know what that's like, but I don't know. I'm not in any hurry to have kids.
Do you think you will ever have kids?
I sure fucking hope not.
Yeah.
But I told her, like, we were kind of talking about that, not like,
right.
Let's have kids and
shit. I was like,
shit.
Whoa,
no,
dude.
No. Hold on. No, I was like, do you... When you're, you know, in your late 20s, early 30s, do you want kids? And she's like, you know, I don't really know. And I'm like, God, I don't want to, but for you, I would give you one.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, we would raise it, and it would be the most badass fucking kid ever to walk this
right.
earth.
Right, at least if you had a kid, you know it wouldn't be a piece of shit that you see around every day.
Right, because we would raise it. We
right.
wouldn't fucking drop it off at daycare or make our fucking friend's little sister babysit it all the
right.
time.
Fuck kids that. Only suck when you when they're raised like
right.
that.
Right, and that's that whole thing in the serial killer book I'm reading. Every single serial killer was totally neglected and or abused
yeah.
sexually, verbally, physically, emotionally.
That's
all
where it starts, I think.
From the very beginning. They were abandoned. They were fucking beat. Their parents fucking just let them do whatever.
Yeah.
And because there's no love there, they're just like, do whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's good to let your kids figure shit out on their own.
But they need a lot of love and attention,
but
too.
You have to guide them.
Right.
I don't want to say, you know, make them do everything because you went through it, so you know what not to do, obviously.
What I think you should do is you should show them the right path to go down and leave it up to them to choose
right.
if that's the path
right.
they want to
well,
take.
Well, and
or
it's
not.
The whole learning by doing thing.
Yeah.
Learn, you can tell someone till you're blue in the face. Excuse me, a little quote I made up. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Now, basically what that means is...
I tried to hold it in.
I know,
I couldn't.
It's funny because I made this up like the other day.
Yeah.
But basically what that means is if you have a horse, you can show him where the water is.
Right.
But it's up to the horse to drink.
Right.
You, I mean, you could get
I mean,
a funnel and fucking
you could
pour
shove
it
his face in it or
right.
something.
But then it's not going to learn anything.
Right.
It needs to know that, okay, when I'm thirsty, I need to drink.
Exactly.
So it's the same thing with kids.
Yeah.
You can lead
kids are just like horses.
You can lead a kid to a candy store, but you can't make him eat the candy. You know, the kid's got to eat the candy on his own. No?
No?
All right.
I don't know.
So, yeah, it's just awesome. I don't know. You guys can probably tell all of our fans listening at home that I've just been much happier, probably a little funnier. Granted, I still haven't smoked weed yet.
Yeah.
This is, when did I say that? Friday?
I
started
so.
Monday.
Right.
Because it was the beginning of the week. Okay, so
but
Wednesday.
But Thursday, you said Thursday was the last day that
yeah,
you smoked.
Yeah, that is true. It wasn't, like, official. And I didn't
so
smoke
So Friday's the
nights.
Last day that...
Right.
So Friday's the first day you went without
so
smoking.
So I'm almost a week. And this right here is a prime example. When you do fucking pills, when I was doing that shit, you stop doing pills, you get sick as fuck.
Right.
I haven't touched weed. I have no desire to do it. I'm not sick. You don't have withdrawals. I feel just fucking fine. And people are like, oh, weed's addictive. And it's,
yeah,
it is such,
bullshit.
It is like cell phones and porn are more addictive than pot.
Right.
And they're both legal.
The only reason people don't quit smoking weed is because they don't want to.
They don't need to because the weed isn't ruining their fucking lives.
Right.
Like, you're not going out sucking dick for fucking weed, to quote Bob Saget in the movie Half-Baked. Have you ever sucked dick for marijuana?
No.
I used to suck dick for cocaine.
Well,
not me, personally. But,
oh, of course not you.
Well, there was this one time. No. There wasn't. There wasn't ever this
no.
one time.
You've never gone that far?
Never.
Not even for oxys?
Not even for fun.
Really?
I have never sucked a cock. Ever.
Not even for fun?
No. I know. Weird, right?
That is weird.
The closest thing I've come to sucking a cock is doing this show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's that have to do with sucking cock?
Well, these kind of look like cocks.
That one doesn't so much.
Well, it
this,
looks like
this
a
big, does more.
Yeah, this looks like an uncircumcised cock.
Yeah,
that is the circumcised cock.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you ever seen an uncircumcised cock?
I don't think so.
Not even like in porn and shit?
Uh-uh.
That shit is weird.
Really?
Are you circumcised?
Yeah.
Me too. That shit is fucking weird. It's like...
It's just extra skin, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but the dick, like, it's like the dick layer. Like, the dick is up in the sheath, and then, like,
weird.
You pull the sheath back, and the head... It's like a push pop. Holy shit.
Whoa.
It's like a...
Whoa.
It's like a... oh God! See, I miss her already,
man. I almost wish I had an uncircumcised dick, just so when like I'm about ready to get some head, I'd be like, "You want some? You want a push pop?"
And then I'd color it all rainbow colors and shit.
Oh, like, man. Here you go.
Yeah, but yeah, back to the Jasmine girlfriend thing. I like
how it went from being circumcised to your girlfriend,
right? Sucking cock to be.
Just, wow.
Oh man. So yeah,
only on the gym.
And that's right. And that's another weird thing. Like, I've been in a lot of relationships. I've had a lot of girlfriends. I've loved a few of them, but mm-hmm. never this strongly. Like, when I'm not with her, that is all I fucking think about.
Yeah.
The whole time. Like, all day I'm like, you know how there's this thing, I forget what it's called, but it's not a disease. It's like a social thing? I don't know. What am I thinking of? It's from cell phones and people, it's called phantom ringing. That's what it's called. When people will think they feel their cell phone vibrate or they think they hear it.
I've had that.
It's weird,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That
used to happen to me before I had a cell phone, back when I just had a pager. Uh-huh. I would think I heard it, but granted that was because I was doing oxys and I was, you know, you're always waiting for someone to call you back or to hook it up or
anything.
That
doesn't happen to me every once in a while. Usually like at band practice, sometimes I'll think so, but just because it's so loud, my pants are kind of vibrating anyway.
Right, and that's...
Stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's weird because now, like, she is like my fucking oxy was. Like, I'm always thinking of her. I'm always looking at my phone to see if
I need to have an intervention?
No, not at all.
You're
this is good
addicted.
For my life. I might be. Yeah. But it's weird because, like, my iPod Touch, I keep that in the center console, and my phone's right next to it.
Yeah.
So when the iPod Touch lights up, I always think it's my phone because my phone will light up when
it's right
before it
rings. And so
you
think it's her calling you.
Yes, and I'm constantly, like, looking over it, and, like, when I'm delivering, I'll, like, while I'm driving, I'm thinking about her, and then mm-hmm. she'll, like, text me all of a sudden. I'm like, whoa, weird. Like, weird, I don't know, man. It's amazing.
I've had that happen, too, with Bree, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it there, you think?
I think so.
So have you fucked her yet? I'm just kidding.
No, I haven't.
I'm just kidding. I told you I wouldn't ask that anymore.
That's I don't care.
I'm over it. Whatever. Yeah. So yeah, well that's enough about the lovey lovey stuff, but I just want you guys to know I'm good. Thanks. So let's talk about Dinara, my other
Yeah. Your Russian
my love bot. Yes. So who was it that said they were thinking? Because I was wondering, I'm like, what is the end game here?
Dan.
What?
I believe it was Dan that said it would come down to money.
Right. And that's, I was like, how is this going to turn into money?
Right.
I got an email today from her.
Mm-hmm.
It's about money. Dan, my friend, you are correct. So basically, she wants me now. She was going to buy a plane ticket, right? This bot, this robot.
Right, to come see you.
I listened to the last episode, and we were talking about it like it's a female. And that was weird, because I was like, whoa, dude. I know it's a bot, but it's...
But we still talk to it like it's a girl. Because we always refer to it as her.
Because it's named Dinara. If it was named Bob, I would
say
he.
Yeah.
It's just... Okay, yeah. And maybe that's good. It's conditioning us for when the robots do take over. We'll be like, there's him and
she,
her.
Right.
Pronouns.
Yes.
Right. So, the end game. She was going to buy a plane ticket to come see me, and we were going to fall in love and have babies and all this
gonna
shit.
And you were going to rape her and
All
that good stuff.
Okay, here. The last thing I said to her was, or the last two things. You're kind of a stupid cunt, and if you came here, I would beat the living shit out of you, then fuck your dead corpse. And then I said, so are you going to get on this dick or what? Because I don't waste my time with prudes.
You know, so I think this girl might actually be meant for you even more, because you said that to her and she still wants you.
Yeah, right? you're such a whore and I can't wait to see you so I can kill you and then skull fuck you, love kisses, death, destruction. Let's see. You do realize that once you get here, I'm going to rape and murder you, right? Just want to make sure we're on the same page. And then she's all love and kisses. I hope I'm the one for you, right? Okay, another email.
We've read all
more
those.
Pictures. Yeah. Okay, the email I got today is a forward from her from the travel company, Travel Info, Dinara Zamilova, travel agency Elite Travel. Okay, now what this is her travel dates, labeling your luggage, all that stuff, how to get your visa, the country, all that shit, restrictions, everything. And then after the forward...
Hey, my love.
I have got all the info and resend to you. You see, I'm after visit to consulate and agency and am so happy to say that we will meet in a few days. I am really lucky, girl, to meet you. Honey, the thing is... Here we go.
This is where it gets juicy.
The plot gets groovy. Honey, the thing is that I booked nearest possible flight. I need only your help. There is only a small problem, but I am sure we will be able to solve this.
Of course, because you love her.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, fuck, dude. We've been, you know.
You've been sending emails back and forth for at least a week.
I've been emailing Dinara longer than I've been... hanging out with Jasmine. I almost said living with. Whoa. That's weird. But yeah, so no, she's just staying there for now.
Right.
After I think her dad, she talked, sorry, back to my love life.
Because we can't stay on one topic
for more than a couple minutes. I'm so scatterbrained right now. It's fine though.
Right now.
But yeah, she was talking to her dad and she's like, you know, I'm at my boyfriend's house and she's like, would it be weird if I moved in with him? And he's like, well, how long have you guys been dating? And she's like, 2 weeks. And he's like, well, why don't you give it a month? So
yeah.
I have his blessing, which is cool. So one down, one to go. I just gotta.
Well, and the thing is with that, like, if you're really gonna be with her for as long as you think you might, what's it gonna hurt to
wait? Exactly, and that's what we were thinking. But to have her parents, because I really want her parents to like me and to know that, hey, I'm gonna take care of your daughter like as best as anyone possibly can, because I think in the end that's all a parent wants if they have a daughter. For a son it's totally different, but for a daughter they want her to be happy, to find someone that she can, you know, interact with and that are on the same page and that will take care of her.
Right.
So I just, yeah, I think it'll be fine. So okay, I've been so
back to your other girl.
Right, back to my other my girl bot here. Let's see. Problem to solve, we'll solve it. I can't use your help or ask you about sending me tickets because I have permission to use the help of the agency only because they do all the travel things and it's their business to arrange all this shit. I was sure my mom would help.
Wait, did she say shit?
No, I did. Sorry. I'm paraphrasing here.
Okay.
Her mom, she would ask her mom for help, but she's having family problems, so her mom can help, but not for a few months, and we're in love.
Well, it's because...
So I need her here, like, yesterday, right?
Right.
Okay, so of course, I'll fucking help.
Yeah.
Let's see, her mom, family problems, she can't send the transfer. I have to have something to stay the tickets, to stay them, and I have nothing to stay because I have only a few dress and things. So she was trying to get a loan. Basically,
right.
She can't
pay
do
for
that.
The ticket.
So let's see. And I have nothing. Only a few things: perfume, dresses, and a small gift for you from Russia with love.
Oh, of course.
I think it is not a great problem for you to help me. I even think that maybe it will give you the pleasure to help me because you are my knight, right?
Wow.
Her knight in shining. Yeah. Binary armor. Yeah.
Nice.
Fucking A. After all payments here and travel by plane, I have about $300 my own money, and I need about $990 from your side because I have to pay for a ticket and a few things yet, and I have to pay in advance about $1,290, and if the tickets will cost less, I will get some money back. When we meet, I will return this sum and some extra money
here.
I'll take out of her little robot ass, because to send transfer costs money too. I have to be sure that I will be able to book it, blah blah blah.
So how does it feel that you're her knight in shining binary code?
Well, it
does it feel good?
No, it doesn't.
No,
I feel like a fucking idiot, but not I feel like an idiot because this wouldn't happen if people weren't falling for it.
Of course.
If
one more thing to make me ashamed of being
exactly
a human.
And so basically the end game was money. You were right. So, yeah, she wants money. And then I like how she eases into
right.
asking for
of
money,
course.
Like all that.
And she kind of
the reasons why
sucks
she
up
needs
to you. You're my knight in shining armor.
Yeah, and then,
I love you.
And then
honey.
She gives the reasons why she can't.
Yeah.
And when I get there, oh, it'll be so worth it. I promise to return all the money and I will earn money because I'm ready to work as hard as possible. That's right. Million kisses, your poor Dinara. You know my rent address here is Russia, Moscow, Belenskogo Street, home 59, flat 39. Her full name, let's see, in English. Oh, you can Western Union it and choice of any bank in Moscow. So
you should be like, well, I'll buy you your ticket. And I'll have it. I'll have the ticket sent to you.
Yeah. Right. No. Well, I already answered her, but
yeah. But I'm just saying that way. It's like well,
right.
I'm not
and then
any money.
P.S. I am not sure I should tell this, but I want to let you know that if you don't like me, I will not bother you, and it is only your choice to spend time with me. I know you may be too busy, and in any case, I will return money back. You know, I will have rent, room, job, and I want to say that you don't worry that I want to use you just for my goals. So she's not using me.
No, just for her goals.
And I was kind of thinking that, so I'm glad she said that.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking,
that
you know.
That put you at ease.
I kind of feel used.
Yeah.
A used knight. A knight in used, not so shiny, binary armor.
Yes.
So, yeah. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Everything depends on you, my hope, and I will check my mail all day and all night because I can't sleep if everything's not in order. Basically, and I can stay more than 6 months. I can stay longer. It is possible if we fall in love and going to marry.
I thought you were already in love.
Well, that's internet love.
Right.
This is real love when
oh,
she
yeah.
really gets here, right?
Right? And you rape her.
Right, exactly. That's love.
Yes, that is what love is.
I think we need time to learn each other. As soon as I got transfer, they tell in the bank, you should send me transfer number and I will be able to get transfer then. I will send exact schedule and number of the flight and terminal number and time of my arriving to your airport. And then she sent an attachment. This attachment is a passport. She sent a copy of the passport.
Yeah.
We'll post this on the site. Remind me to do that.
I will.
Okay, write it down. So, there's a passport. It's fucked up. I mean, it's a real looking... I mean, I don't know what Russian passports look like, but this looks like a professional thing. So, if you were a geeky, dorky, nerd fuck thinking you were in love and this was all going to happen, and she sent you a picture of the passport, that would seal the deal. That's,
oh, yeah.
That's the nail in the fucking coffin right there. So I wrote back, sure, I can send you all the money you need. Like I said, I'm very rich and lonely, so money is not
wait,
a problem.
Wait, wait, wait.
What?
Oh, I thought you said she said she was very rich.
No, this is what
I was
I'm
like,
saying.
Whoa,
right.
Wait. Okay.
Money is not a problem. I just hope that when you get here, you are ready to die. You want to fly into the Missoula, Montana airport. I will send you the money as soon as I get off work. Can't wait to kill you and have sex with your still warm corpse. And, yeah, so
you
I'm,
should keep this going
oh,
until
I'm
gonna, she's like, where's my fucking money?
Where's my money, bitch? I got bills to pay and shit. So this got me thinking. So I did a Google for Dinara dating scam, email scam. And apparently it's not just me that she's in love with.
No.
Dinara
what a whore.
Is a whore.
And if you're fucking slut.
If you're listening to this, Dinara, you're a fucking whore. And if you come here, I will put your ass to work on the corner. Go fuck yourself, you stupid bot
the
shit.
The corner of the internet.
You broke my heart. I thought it was just me. She broke my heart, Brandon.
Well, at least you still have your other girlfriend.
It's not fair. Why? Every...
Hey, calm
no.
down, buddy. Calm
Every...
down.
No.
It's going to be okay.
No, it's not
it's
okay.
It's going to be fine.
Okay. Every time I find a girl on the internet, it ends up either being a bot or being a 50-year-old guy. I'm sick of it. Pretty good, huh?
That was good.
I almost had a tear.
Really?
You see that?
Kind of looks like you're crying a little.
Isn't it?
Your eyes are a little watered up.
Wow.
You're good at that.
Thank you. So, yeah, that's that. What else was I going to say? Oh, so on one of these websites, there's a thing that says how to recognize scammers.
Yeah.
On this thing.
Don't be
about,
a fucking douche.
You know, right? Number one, the one and only. Don't be a retard.
Yeah.
If a girl, if it's too good to be drool.
Wow.
That's a hybrid between true and drool.
Yeah. Because you're kind of drooling when you said it.
I was. Sorry. I'm salivating. That's the excess tears came out my mouth.
Right.
Sorry. So, yeah, if it's too good to be true, it usually is, unless you're me and Jasmine.
Plus, how often does it work out for someone when they meet a girl on the internet?
Right, like, just to begin with.
Especially those people on Match.com, you fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah, all you local people on Match.com. We're going to still do that.
Yeah.
We're going to make a profile once, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I just...
Once we just...
Once we have absolutely nothing else to talk about, then we'll go.
That'll
be our go-to guy, Match.com.
Right.
And, the weird thing, back to my life here, my mom was saying she's like, you should make yourself a profile on Match.com and find a nice girl.
What?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to find that on the internet.
Did you seriously just say that to me, Mom? Have you been on the internet lately? It blew me away that she, because I understand she's had to come bail me out of a couple bad relationships, almost not getting killed, but you know, just real unhealthy relationships.
Right.
And every time it happens, you know, I'm always just sad and I'm in my room crying or fucking just being pissed off.
Right.
So she sees that. And then instantly, I think she just thinks that it's how people are doing it nowadays instead of going, cause she knows I don't drink. So I don't go to bars to meet girls.
Well, like a bar is a good place to meet girls
like
anyway.
Right, like Atmosphere said,
yeah,
I can't imagine
place.
Anything small as alcohol and hormones turning out to be anything big.
Right.
And it's so true that you don't go to the bar to look for your wife.
I mean, you're
unless
not going to find
wife,
any amazing girls at the bar, really.
Unless your wife is at the bar trying to fuck some other dude, then
right.
you would go to the bar to look for your wife.
Right.
But you
don't meet her there.
No, you do not. Meeting a girl at a bar is like meeting a girl on Match.com or on MySpace.
Yeah.
And granted, maybe it does work out sometimes, but when it does, think Mad TV, lowered expectations.
Right, yeah. That's what Match.com is.
Exactly. Match.com is the lowered
the
expectations
internet,
of the internet.
Yeah, the internet is like just the nastiest, fucking dirtiest part of a big city.
Right.
Just bar, fucking porn shop,
yes,
fucking
yes,
gun
yes,
shop.
Yes.
Yeah,
going,
that's what the whole internet's like.
Going
that.
On the internet to find a girlfriend. Not only is it like going to the bar to find a girlfriend, it's like going to your local ghetto.
Right.
And
the whole internet.
Not
just
even
the
ghetto.
Ghetto.
Going into the ghetto and then going into a crack shack.
Yes.
Going there and then being like, all right, so which one of you honeys wants to come start a new life with me? It's like it's
just porn shop, liquor store, porn shop, liquor store,
pawn shop.
Yes.
Porn shop, pawn shop.
Crackhead.
Right.
Hookers.
Yeah.
Yes.
All day.
All
so
that.
So that's that. That's Dinar. We're going to keep it going just for the fuck of it. And maybe if any of you guys are pissed at somebody, send me some bank info and we'll send that to Dinar.
Yeah, there we go.
So
here's your money.
She gets paid. We get a good laugh. And
your friend gets screwed.
And well, not friend. Your enemy gets
right.
gets effed in the A.
Yes.
By the D for Dinara. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's that. Yeah. I'm going to just read a little excerpt here of this site. It's DelphiFac.com, Delphi, DelphiFaq.com. The headline is this Russian girl scamming me?
I don't know.
Let's see. If you have to ask that question, she probably is.
Probably.
Or she probably already did.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you be able to live your life after that, knowing if that happened to you,
right.
and you sent her
if you
money,
fell for that.
And you were sitting at the fucking airport with your dick in one hand and your heart in the other, just waiting for candy and flowers, and she never shows up.
That's probably the most defeated feeling imaginable.
You think you would go right from there to a high school with a gun and just start shooting
just
people.
Just everyone.
That would be it. I think, yeah, you might as well, if that's you, just fucking die. Just blow your brains out right
like,
now.
Like, I think that's probably the lowest you could possibly get.
You think
just
the
about.
Lowest? Really?
Just about.
Yeah.
I'd
have to sit and think about it for a while.
Just because you fell for
to
that.
To find something lower than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's there's very few things that low.
But you know what? People are. Because if they weren't, first of all, these scams wouldn't be happening.
Right, because
second
people
of all,
wouldn't fall for it.
There wouldn't be websites going, do you think you've been scammed? Yeah. I don't know, Shaggy. That's my Scooby impression. Okay, so headline that. Are you an American or Western European man exchanging emails with a girl from Russia? Why, yes, I am.
Wow. Hmm. Coincidence.
I was contacted by a girl who turned out to be a scammer. Hmm.
Imagine that.
Reader Derek put together some great advice how to detect scammers. I only have one advice to add. If a Russian girl tells you that she will get a visa to the USA instead of inviting you, that is, under the current immigration law, a sure sign that she lies. How about if you're
on... You fucking lying robot, I hate you!
Ugh. If you're gonna yell...
Yeah.
Back up a little.
I don't think it's gonna come out that
loud. I sure fucking hope
Well,
not.
Since we haven't looked at the levels
I know,
or
probably,
how far we are into the episode...
It's probably not even recording. How pissed...
Probably
okay,
not.
We are. Thank right. you. Okay, so... number one, if you... I. Oh, God. Thank you for... What was I saying?
I don't care.
Okay. Oh, a sure sign that she lies, the whole immigration thing. So if you are on the internet exchanging emails with a girl like this and she sends you pictures and it's not Ugly Betty, then it's a scam.
You know what the thing is for me is that if you are just so worthless and just dumb to fall for this, you kind of deserve to.
That is true. And that was the whole thing. Excuse me.
Whoa, rockstar burp.
I know. Silent but deadly.
Yes.
But that's the whole thing with Miss Cleo. Remember when she got sued and she had to pay back all that money she scammed out of
right.
people? I don't think that's right. If she... I mean, granted, it's a con artist, but hey, con artists are just... They're keeping humanity on their toes,
right.
dude.
Maybe if... Maybe if people... Enough people fell for this... They would stop being so stupid
exactly.
and wouldn't fall for it anymore.
Survival, right?
Right.
Not just money.
Quit
fucking
making life so easy, people. Please.
Make it, I mean,
get
no,
real.
Granted, life can be easy, but
right.
think what you're doing. Don't just go through life on autopilot because you get some random email out of the blue. How, okay, think about it this way. How did she find you?
Right.
How?
Just of
I
all
mean,
people, she found you in your spam folder.
Exactly. That's how she found me.
Yeah.
And it... And my heart's broken. I'm not going to cry again.
No.
Okay, so let's see. Here's Google or web search. Here's a few steps on how to do this. And I'm not even really going to go through most of these. I just want to kind of show you
We've
how
been going
stupid
off on
people
this for a
are.
While.
Yeah, that's true.
It's been like 20 minutes.
We'll just
talking
post
about
like,
this.
Basically, it just says to Google the first part of the emails in profile to see how many sites they're listed on. From the start, ask for specific information. How about... You just don't meet people on the fucking internet.
Right.
Go outside. There's
what
a whole world out there full of real people with real vaginas and real boobs that are, granted, probably real fucking bitches. But hey, find me one that's not. Okay, I found one that's not. Find
yeah.
me another one that's
right.
not.
Right, good luck.
Good luck.
What
Sorry, guys.
To the,
she's mine.
What happened to the days when your parents were like, don't give out your phone number. Don't meet people on the internet.
Yeah.
Stuff
look
like that.
Both ways before you cross
right.
the street.
What happened to those
if
days?
You
that's
give,
what I grew up in.
If you give this shit your fucking bank account info, that's just like closing your eyes and running across the fucking highway.
Yeah.
It's
and we
kind of
do that sometimes with those four-way stuff.
Yeah. We go through uncontrolled intersections.
Yeah.
We started doing that a while ago, just closing our eyes.
Okay, close your eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, close your eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And by the time you count to 5, you're on the other end. And if you didn't get hit, then you get to play again.
Yeah, if you were able to count to 5, you're still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fun
yeah.
game. You should try it.
So, well, that's all I'm really going to say
yes,
about it.
We were on that
yeah,
for a
I just wanted
time.
To kind of go through it and to point out, in closing, if you fall for this, you deserve it, especially
you
because you have Google at your fingertips. You should, even people you meet on the internet, even people you meet in real life, it's always, always, always a good idea to just Google their name just for the fuck
I've
of
Googled
it.
My own
it's,
name.
Yeah, it's not being nosy at all. You have to be careful nowadays because people are pieces of shit.
Yes.
And you have no idea. It's like people that go around walking the streets and just like, like randomly talk shit to people, or kids that go around tossing like water balloons, or just, you know, doing fucked up shit to people. Mm-hmm. You don't know who that person is. That person could be a crazy fucking motherfucker, and you fucking might have just caught them on the wrong day, and all of a sudden, boom, you're fucking dead. And I don't mean the boom, you're dead law. I mean, boom, that person just fucking killed you.
Yeah.
Because you fucking called him a piece of shit, or nice shirt, asshole. You don't know who you're fucking with. That's all I'm saying. Just be fucking careful. Be smart. Use your brain. And listen to thejamhole.com. Thank you.
That almost sounded like a closing, like we were done with the episode.
Yeah, we'll talk to you guys Friday.
All right, bye-bye.
Jamming. Ah, we're just fucking with you. How many people were just like, are really? You fucking kidding me?
Yeah. No!
No! Emilio!
Right?
And he tipped his hat, yes. Like so.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, moving on. I want to read a couple comments here we've been getting from listeners. You know, it's about time we're starting to get some good feedback. Well, just feedback in general. Right. I like it when people are like, you guys suck, fuck you, blah.
I actually like that more than saying, you guys are awesome, just because it's more funny when people talk shit.
Well, it's
because
I know I'm awesome. Yeah. You know you're awesome. We know this shit. We do is awesome.
It's good to hear it, but, you know.
If it wasn't awesome, we wouldn't be doing it.
Exactly.
Granted, I've done some not-so-awesome shit in my life.
And you did it for quite a long time.
I wasn't talking about that. But yes, that also. Yes. Thank you. Not-so-awesome. But, let's see. Dan from New Jersey, he writes, hey, guys, I haven't posted in a while, before I read this, I just want to say, you know how most podcasts, they have forums, message boards and shit? We're not going to start a forum, so
don't
even ask. Our what's the word? God damn it.
Our website?
The same thing.
I'm just going to let you struggle.
You're an asshole. What is that word? Our version? It's not fuck you, Braden.
I don't know.
Our thing, like the forums, is the comments. We use that.
Our threads, maybe?
Yeah, threads. But that's.
Well, each episode has its comments for it. So each episode is like its own thread, pretty much.
Right. So the same thing to us. I don't even know what the fucking word is I'm trying to say.
You'll remember after the show.
I will, and then I'll be like, oh, that was it. Fuck me. But the same thing for us is our show notes, basically. Yes. The comments, we're on there just like a forum, just like a message board. You guys post stuff, whatever you want, if it has to do with the show, if not, whatever. And we're on there answering it. So people are doing that, and I think that'll suffice.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Granted, if we had, you know, a billion fucking listeners like Keith and the Girl does,
right,
it would be nice to have it organized.
Yeah.
And when we do get a billion fucking listeners
like Keith and the Girl does,
yeah, we'll fucking have
We can have our forums and just have our show notes for stuff for that specific episode.
Right, and basically, I just don't have the time to set up a message board. So yeah. Hey, if any of you guys want to, feel free, definitely, and we'll fucking put it on the site. But
I wonder if my friend Chris could, because he wanted to redo our site even.
Yeah, the CSS for it, he did. Yeah, but so for now, we like the comments. We're always on there, we check it, and we use it like a message board. So definitely feel free to, you know, post anything. So Dan from New Jersey writes, hey guys, I haven't posted in a while, so I just thought I'd throw my two cents in. In my opinion, Ben is someone that should be on the show. Not permanently, but maybe once in a while.
Once a month, to be exact.
Yeah, once a month, like a period.
Ben is our period.
If you're listening, Ben, go douche, because you're our period, and you have to clean out
the
blood.
Right.
Yeah, okay, cool. However, given Ben's disgust for the video Two Girls, One Cup, maybe the only way he should be invited back on the show is if he watches the whole video during the podcast, so we can all hear his reaction.
I totally agree.
Done. Ben, you want to come on the show? You have to watch Two Girls, One Cup, the whole thing, while me and Braden are sitting here eating fudge brownie sundaes. How's that? Good?
I agree.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So that's it. Let's see. He should. If he watches the whole video during the podcast so we can hear his reaction, then maybe I will think about wanting to hear him on more episodes, as will we.
Yeah. When should we do this, by the way?
Next month.
I don't even want... I kind of want to do it sooner than that.
Really?
Because I really want to see what will happen when we do that.
If you bled out your pussy for 5 days, would you want to do it immediately right away? No. You would wait another month.
Yeah.
We'll wait. Definitely.
But it's still new to us, so I'm kind of excited.
So, when you first start getting your period, are you... No. you're not excited
that's
about.
That's not the point.
It is the point.
No,
because
it's
he
not.
Is our period. He is our bloody fucking tampon, blood rag, egg, ovulate shit.
Yeah.
He is that.
But I just really want to hear what his reaction will be.
If he is,
it'll be funny.
Well, we will next month. Hey, right, we're almost right. there. 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
He can wait 2 more weeks. All that's right. what, 6 more episodes?
But isn't your period usually around the same time of month?
Fuck you, Ben. Braden, Ben, whoever the fuck you are.
Did you just call me Ben?
I may have.
I'm insulted.
You should be.
I'm leaving.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for listening. If he is too much of a pussy to watch that entire video, then I don't want to hear him ever again on this podcast because he obviously is not twisted enough to be on this podcast.
Oh, yes.
And I also so wanted true. To mention that I'm really looking forward to the jam hole stickers that you guys were talking about. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, whenever that happens.
It'll
we don't
happen
know.
Soon, I promise. I also break promises. So.
Yeah, so
but
you know.
No, we do, this is something
we'll have
we
them
take,
when we have them.
We take this show really seriously, so we will have them. Let's see. The stickers, once you get them made, I want some so I can post them all over the place because your fucking podcast rules. Done. We will send
gotcha.
You some. Matt, I really think that the email bot thing you were talking about was hysterical. I really want to know the outcome of this.
Well,
I
now you do.
I predict that the bot will ask you for your bank account number because the bot, in quotes, the bot,
right.
won't be able to afford a ticket to come see you.
Whoa.
He called it.
He
I
just
think
predicted
he,
the future.
I think he Googled the future.
You know what? I think he fell for this once.
Oh.
So he knows.
Oh. Oh, Dan, did you get
Bummer.
Your heart broken in an airport, Dan?
Did Denara
in a
break
New
your
Jersey
heart?
Airport? Oh, I feel you, man. Maybe we should have like a help group for people that this has happened to.
Yeah. Like AA meetings
yeah.
for people who got their heart broken by
oh,
Russian.
And we could call
bots.
It BA.
BA.
Yes.
Bots Anonymous?
Yes. But also, that's BA, man. That's
yeah.
badass.
That right. you fell for that.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, I think the bot tries to gain your trust. Then you have to give it your bank account number so it can meet you. Then it drains your bank account. That is usually how that crap works. It all comes down to money. So, yeah, you were right on, Dan. I also want to hear you guys talk more about current events. I think you guys really make a lot of sense when you talk about certain issues. Certain ones, right? Not all of them.
Yeah, we don't always make sense.
And I know, hey, I can't know everything about everything always.
Well, that's
I
what
can't.
I'm here for.
Right. I can know
you know
some
of the shit, and I know what you don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the collective jam hole
yes.
knows everything
we
about
know
everything
right.
always.
If I don't know, I consult you.
Right, and if I don't know, then fuck me. I'll just ask Google. And if Google doesn't know, then
no one
bigger
does.
Fuck me.
Yeah, yeah, no one fucking
then
knows
fuck
if
us
Google doesn't.
At the same time, yeah.
Please.
Please.
No.
Let's see. More current events. I think you make a lot of sense. I really like to hear you guys talk about stuff like Iraq, Iran, the presidential race, and I think Hillary is a dirty cunt. Hope you agree with me. Well, anyway, talk to you later. Thanks for the great fucking podcast. Love your loyal fan, Dan from New Jersey.
He's in love with us.
I'm in love with him.
Yeah?
No. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
You are.
I haven't seen a picture of him yet. So,
no. And
we are going to do that. I think that is a good idea. We haven't. This is pressing matters in our world. The why we're over in Iraq and our president. Granted, no, it doesn't matter because neither of us are going to vote. And we're trying to get all of you guys to just not vote.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if that
will
happen.
Well, since we're kind of on the subject.
Do you just want to talk about it right now?
Well, a little bit. Like,
well, let me read this next one we got and then we'll get into it.
I have something to say about
that. Okay. Well, say it. Because you'll forget.
No, just finish the comment. I got
it. So then Paulo writes us, my 10 points. He laid us out a little email here in 10 easy points. Ben, yes, let him back. What else does he have to live for? So that's 2 for Ben. None for, no one said no.
No.
So
except
they like you, Ben.
I guess
and Ben,
Marcus kind of did, but it doesn't count.
Because
he
lives with
him.
Yeah. I would blow my fucking brains out if
I
had to live with the kid. But
Marcus,
once a month, I can handle it. See, I would blow my brains out if I bled from my pussy once a month.
True.
So there you go. What were you going
to
say?
Was just going to say, Marcus, I praise you for being able to stand that kid.
Yeah, props, Marcus.
Yeah.
Props.
That, wow.
Okay, so Ben, yes, number one. Number two, loving the show. Number three, I heard about you on Stereo Radiation, and I decided to check you out. So that was good.
Yeah.
We're getting fans from them.
Hey, Paulo,
he's like, wow, there's podcasts that don't suck? Holy
whoa.
Shit, what the fuck? You do more than just talk about not other people's shows? Wow. That,
weird.
That didn't make sense, did it?
No, it didn't.
Yeah. I noticed that. I'll listen to the shows, and I'll be like, wow, Matt, that made no sense at all.
No, it didn't.
But no one calls me out on it, so fuck it.
Except you just did now.
Well, yeah. Whatever. I saw the look in your eye. Four. I was glad to find we have a mutual connection via Keith and the girl. We're all part of the KATG clan. I hope you're
Keith
going
Power.
On. Fucking A. Who are, son? I hope you're going on the cruise, Paulo. I'm going. You're not.
I'm definitely not.
You're going next year.
Yeah.
Me, you, Jasmine, Odie, whoever. We're all going to fucking go next year if they do it. And
we'll just put jam hole stickers all over that
God.
Boat.
I will paint the boat black and fucking paint a big giant red arrow.
Yeah, in a hole.
In blood.
Yes.
And a hole, yes. Five.
Well, we'll have to go when both of our girlfriends are on their period then.
That would be sweet. I will finger paint the fucking town red.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, yeah, that's awesome that, you know, people hear about us on Keith and the Girl and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
even
that's
though
cool.
They...
And we're actually on Sick and Wrong's
website. Oh, yeah.
Website
Thank
now.
You, D, you fucking Jew, and Lance, you homo. That's cool that you guys finally figured out how to put us. And they put us at the very
I
top.
I know.
That is cool shit.
It even says the jam hole with Matt and Brayden.
I know.
And I was like, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
My name's Brayden.
Personally, for me personally. Personally, that is really cool because I started listening.
That's one of my favorite podcasts.
Well, yeah, it
one
was. They're kind
of
slipping, but
yeah.
I still like them because I've been with them since episode, I think, 20 or 25.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I started listening a long-ass time ago. But, yeah, that's cool to see something that me and you collectively made from nothing.
Right.
We took nothing. We took all this fucked up shit that happens to us and these thoughts, and we fucking made something of it. And now that something we made is on a website of people that I really look up to. Granted, not, you know, the fact that he's a Jew and a homo.
Right, we just look up to them for having such a good show.
For what they do, right, exactly. And I really, when we first started doing this, I really wanted to model our show after that. I wanted to, you pick an article and me pick an article and we go head to head, but
right.
then, you know, we didn't because I didn't want to copy them.
Yeah,
so,
I'm more influenced by Distorted View.
Yeah, and basically
anything.
The Jam Hole is like a hybrid of all the shit we listen to.
Right.
The geek stuck from Science, Scientific American and Skeptics.
Right.
The fucked up shit from DV and Sick and Wrong, and then the personal shit from Keith and the Girl.
Yeah,
and
then the pure funniness between those, you know,
right.
three.
Well,
pretty
we're
much.
Just funny, haha. Anyway,
yeah.
And that's another thing I wanted to. I want to personally thank Keith and the Girl because they started this a long time ago. When
they're like
no
the
one
pioneers
knew,
of
well,
this,
and that's
much.
The thing. They've gone through the whole thing. They fucked up and they looked at what worked and what didn't, and they kept going with it. And
right.
now look where they're at.
Yeah.
And now we can come along and look at what they did.
They made it a lot easier for us.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for paving the way for the Jam Hole, because now we don't have to fuck up all this shit. We
right.
can look at what you guys did to get where you're at and fucking do it, and we're doing it. We're there.
We're not there.
A billion listeners
yeah, we
yet.
Will be there
we're
though.
Getting there for sure. Let's see, he number five, sorry, back to the email.
Right.
Paulo, number five, voted for you on iTunes. I am the naked yank there. You need to get more people to vote there. So I didn't know you could even vote for with the stars.
Right.
Holy shit, everyone stop what you're doing right now, unless you're having sex, finish.
Right.
Okay.
Blow your load and then.
Okay. Now.
I'm
go,
sure it'll only take you a few
go
seconds.
Go to iTunes. Click on the store. Okay. Okay. Now, I want you to go ahead and type in the Jam Hole. This is back when I used to do tech support for stream.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and type in the Jam Hole. Okay. Now, right click my computer. Now go to properties. Okay. Okay. Now,
okay.
I want. Oh, man. I used to have so much fun at that job.
I
we'll
bet.
We'll talk about some of that shit in a couple other
okay,
episodes.
Now download the file that says Trojan.
Okay, trojan.exe. Now double click. Okay. Now.
All right, I'll talk
now,
to you later.
Now go fuck yourself and have a nice day.
Yes.
Okay, so type in the Jam Hole and then hit enter. Okay. Okay. Now.
All right.
See where it says vote? I don't know what the fuck it
says. Well, it says
just,
write a review.
Just go to iTunes, write us a good review or a bad
give us
one.
Five
I don't
stars.
Give a shit. And give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
5 nasty, stinky, brown stars.
Well, they're actually gold.
Oh. P stars.
Yeah.
Okay. 6. Matt, congratulations on getting off that shit. Oxy is poison. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. 7. Brayden, you are really on top of things for being 18.
Am I?
Well, you're on top of Brie.
Here,
huh? I'm taking that All right, that was good. Yeah, you are. For being 18, if you, well, I don't know. Maybe I was just way fucked up when I was 18, but yeah, you.
Well, don't compare me to you.
Well, really. Yeah, you will never be me, son. You can't fill these shoes.
Thanks.
But no, when I was 18, I honestly, I was doing Alamon, I think. So I don't know. I had a job and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But I wasn't doing this.
Yeah, that's
I was
for
writing
sure.
for my website I had, Mind Orgy.
Yeah.
So that, I don't know. You're doing good. Considering where a lot of other 18-year-olds are, you're
right.
doing really good. So good job, you.
I'm not giving you the gay high five.
Because my hand's been on my dick the past
the
fucking half hour.
Time.
I know. I switch hands, though, so you
yeah.
don't know which one it's coming from.
Well,
that's
I just
weird.
Know not to touch you.
All right. That's fair. Eight, let me recommend two podcasts you might like, which I love. Reckless Media Radio and The Vertigo Show. Have you heard of either of those?
No.
Me neither. But we will check them out, and if we like them, we will discuss it.
And probably
if not,
link to them,
we,
maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
If
we will
good.
Definitely if they're good. So Reckless Media Radio and The Vertigo Show, this is your chance. You better get your shit together because we'll be listening. That was bad.
Wow.
Number nine, I would dig having a beer with you guys. I don't
well,
drink,
you wouldn't because
but,
yeah.
well I would hang out and watch him have a beer. I don't
right.
know. I'd maybe smoke if it's past it, the 30
yeah
days.
If it's after this month
right,
right.
And number 10, what the fuck are you doing in Montana? Now,
you know what? I asked myself that question.
I don't
too,
think we've
sometimes.
Talked about that yet. How I ended up here.
Yeah.
How,
well, I was. I
how
was,
did you end up here?
Well, I was born in Washington, and then my parents moved here. So,
how old were you when you moved here?
I was like 5, I think.
Oh, okay. I was born in California in a little town called Lancaster. And, yeah, I moved up here when I was about 12 with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we ended up
yeah.
here. It's not like when your parents move when you're a little kid. They're like, so, honey, where would you like to live?
Right.
It's like, pack your shit. We're moving.
Yeah.
And
just,
okay.
just so you know, this it isn't really that bad of a place. I enjoy living here most of the time, actually.
I would much rather live here than back in California. I've
yeah.
visited there. I've lived from coast to coast, like you guys know. I love it here. Granted, the people are fucking retards.
But that's like that everywhere.
And hey, if they weren't, we wouldn't have half of this shit to talk about.
Right. At
so,
least the thing is
it.
About here, everyone's fucking retards like everywhere else, but there isn't as many people here to
that
be
are
retarded.
Retarded. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But it is getting bigger. And
it is.
What we have here is a very influential tourist season. Like, in the wintertime, it's not so bad unless you live in Whitefish where the ski resort is and shit.
Right.
But in the summertime, holy fuck,
tourists,
dude. It is
everywhere.
Unbelievable.
Like, every other car is either from Canada or California.
Right. And another big thing is the women here are fucking beautiful. Jasmine included, but, like, just not even because I'm in love with her. Like, just in general.
Yeah.
We have very beautiful women. Granted.
Which, that will surprise some of you, I'm sure.
Right. And granted, we have some fucking mingers here.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
We got some dogs, the meth addicts, the fatties.
Right.
We got a lot of fat
oh,
people
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
So
but,
is everywhere
dude,
else. Though.
Okay, we live in a town of about, what? 30, 40,000 now, maybe?
It's hard to tell anymore.
Yeah.
It's
we have growing. Like 5 McDonald's here. Yeah.
In this little like
you,
place.
Really? We need yeah. that many. You,
it's like 2 Wendy's
yeah,
and.
Yeah. Taco John's, Taco
yeah.
Bell. We got all that fucking shit here. And, excuse me, people eat that shit up. And while we're talking about food, if you guys are local, get on down to Anna's Pizza. Not just because I work there, but because the food kicks fucking
yes,
ass.
Best pizza
located
in town.
In the Michael's Exxon across the street from Albertsons.
And the fairgrounds.
They want to make a commercial because there's this other New York-style pizza place.
Oh.
And they, no, check this out. They have a radio commercial, and the guy talks in this stupid fucking fake-ass Brooklyn accent. He's like, hey, yo, you want some fucking pizza? Come on down to Tony's Brooklyn-style pizza. Hey, forget about it. So I was like, dude, we have
wow.
all the equipment here to make a fucking commercial.
And we'll play it
and,
on the show.
Oh, for sure, dude. And Chris has this idea. He's going to say all the great taste of New York pizza without the fake accent.
Nice.
Just to fucking dig
yeah.
it. Yeah, dude.
That's
for
awesome.
Sure. So, yeah, we're gonna make a little commercial here. I told him if he writes it, we'll act it out.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I will help write it. And you can help write it, too.
That's awesome.
I think that would be fun.
That would be
do
good.
Do I have something on my face?
No, that's me
oh,
scratching.
Okay, I thought you were like, dude, you got
I have
something.
The crack itches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. What? Crack. Yeah. You know what I want. Okay, so yeah, that was it. Thank you guys so much for the fucking letters and shit.
Did we really go 53 minutes again?
Sorry, we're doing news stories though. We are. I don't give a shit what you say.
It's gonna be like a 2-hour-long show.
No, it's not. Here, we'll each do two stories.
Wait,
we'll just talk
about the war.
Oh, okay.
I didn't forget. Whoa, dude.
Holy shit. Wow. Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say? Because that's all I got.
Well, I was just saying how thinking that Bush is trying to move our troops from Iraq to Iran before he gets out of office. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, because he really wants to start a war there. But the thing
is, wants to start a war there? Didn't we start a war there like 8 fucking years ago?
Yeah, but he wants to actually put troops there and like blow their shit up.
There is troops there. Holy shit. Speaking of troops there, did you see that thing in the news? It's that picture of the Marine in a gunfight, like ducking down right.
He's just barely getting away from that bullet. He's like,
yeah,
crazy.
Dude, that's fucked up shit. Yeah. That could be your fucking kid now. And you guys,
that is someone's
kid. Yeah, that's someone's kid there. And why are we there? That place is a fucking desert. Nothing there. Granted, if you believe in fucking the Bible and all that fairy tale shit, okay, once upon a time, 1,000, 2,000 years ago, wherever they fucking believe, sure, the Garden of Eden was there.
Right.
But look where that fucking got us.
Well, the thing
is,
why would you want
that place? It's desert because there's oil there. Well, and because it's central for when we want to invade another place. We are expanding United States. That's going to be, we have North America. We pretty much run Canada. We pretty much run Mexico. Granted, Mexico pretty much runs California.
Right.
But that's besides the point. Now, we go over there. New Middle America starts right there. Then we set our sights on Asia. Then we fucking own the world.
Yeah.
Australia, fucking whatever, dude. We want to control everything. We're like the fucking people you see that when they catch you doing something, they call the cops on you on the cell phone.
Right.
We are that people, and it's fucked up, people. Fix shit at home before you try and fix other people's shit.
Yeah,
that's
you can't fix someone else's problems when you have so many yourself.
No, and if you just let those people, they've been fighting since the beginning of time. You are not going to go in there and be like, okay, guys, can we kiss and make up now? It is never, ever going to happen. And once you made it a religious thing, holy fucking shit, dude. Those people are so, they will
die
for that
shit. But it's always
a
religious
thing.
Well, the thing. That's why we're at war.
Why? Why should it? Why? What does anything have to do
with
religion? The problem
with that is,
leave religion for the old people and the dying people.
The problem with that is, though, is everyone fights over religion because they all think their religion is the one that's
right.
So
basically,
they fight over it.
So what it boils down to is who has the best invisible friend. That's all.
Who has the biggest army?
Well, no, but I'm saying fighting over religion is like arguing who has the better invisible friend.
Right.
That's all it fucking is. Mine can do this. If God and Allah were alive, it's a sweatshop union song. God and Allah ain't scrapping in the backyard. They're not. If that shit was true, do you think they would want you to be fucking doing this shit? No. They want you to get along and better this planet that they made for us. Granted, I don't believe in that shit, but if it's going to make things any better, then believe in it. Believe whatever the fuck you want. It's your belief. Don't push it on other people, though. It pisses me off.
Can I go back to what I was
yes,
saying?
Please.
Are you done with that?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Well, what I was saying is the problem with and what I also would like to add is the thing about with Iraq is that we weren't even supposed to be there in the first place.
Exactly.
The thing was I mean, we were going after the weapons of mass destruction.
Which there were none.
Well, yes. That.
Okay.
But supposedly when we were going after them, they were in Afghanistan. And
so
is Osama bin Laden.
How convenient.
Right. And so somehow in there we got into Iraq. There's nothing there.
Do you find it weird that we end up starting wars with people we sell weapons to?
Yeah, weird, huh?
That's weird. It's like, here, I'm going to sell you this gun for $100 and we're going to have a gunfight.
Right.
That's
good
fucking,
idea.
Yeah, guys, way to progress, right? Isn't the whole point of living in this world to make a good life that you can be proud of? And when you die, when you're on your deathbed, you can look back and go, you know what? I had a great fucking life. Not fucking all this shit. if people would work together instead of making it a competition, just like the Atmosphere song, if you guys would listen to more of this fucking hip-hop, I swear to God, it's not all fucking boom, boom, steal, steal. That's rap. Hip-hop is totally a whole
mostly,
other level.
Most of the stuff we like is like the indie hip-hop type stuff, like
yeah.
Sage
well,
and Atmosphere.
Atmosphere is going to be on Conan O'Brien. Did you see
really?
That blog post?
No.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking
that's
cool, dude.
I'll watch that.
That is cool as fuck. So, you guys... Yeah, that we think it's stupid. It's just like Pearl Harbor.
Right.
The government knew. I don't want to sound all conspiracy theory, but I guarantee the government knew, but they need a reason to go to war. And they're like, oh, this is perfect. So they let that shit happen. And then they're like, look, American people, look what happened to us. And America was like, fuck that shit. Let's go to war. Rabble, rabble, rabble. And then the same thing happened with 9/11. I guarantee it. They knew it was going to happen, but they let it happen anyway.
They totally knew it was
just
gonna happen.
So they had a reason to get the people into war. Now, why do they want war? Either because of oil or because the economy is shit. And whenever the economy is shit, going to war stimulates the economy. I don't know why you have to equate stimulating the economy with fucking war.
Well, and every president is just one big fucking warmonger, it seems
yeah.
like. They have the power to just go fight, so they
well,
want to.
Do you think
and
it's
they're
like...
not the ones that have to be out there fighting, so.
Exactly. Do you think it's like the whole when the kid that got pushed around in high school turns into, or grows up and becomes a cop. He just has that badass
right.
attitude. So do you think that whole ego trip is magnified like 1,000 times
yeah.
when you're
well,
the president?
The thing is with presidents is pretty much all of them have military experience. They've been in the military, not Bush though.
Now, is that a coincidence?
I don't think so.
No. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
And
that's
think Bush,
all it is.
Bush is definitely the biggest warmonger of a president we've had.
So far.
So far.
I can't wait to see who gets elected now. So let's yeah. talk about that. Who,
if well, first,
you were gonna...
First, I just want to say, just so we can move off.
Yes, please.
When I was talking about Iran, the thing is, if we go... and fight with Iran, we're kind of loosely allied with Israel, which is
right.
over there. And Iran is loosely allied with China, which I might add China is pretty much has the biggest military force in the planet right
besides
now.
Besides us.
Well, no, they're actually passing us.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that they're getting at least
you think
close.
So?
Yeah.
Now,
so if we start a war in Iran and China really doesn't like us anyway.
Right.
We're going to have a
no,
lot of
No, who
problems.
Likes us, though?
Well, no one anymore.
Would you?
Not even we
okay,
like us.
Let's bring this back to the playground. If you were the kid that went around bossing everybody around, picking on everybody, would you have any friends? Fuck no.
Of course
it's
not.
It's the same fucking thing. We're like the big fucking
we're the bullies
bitch.
Of the world.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if you think about it, why would you even fucking start this shit in the first place? It's over there. If they want to shoot each other, fucking let them. When shit happens here, when we have gang violence and shit, you don't see other countries going, hey, we need to stop that. Fuck no. Now, if some shit happened here, we would fucking take up arms and we would put an end to it. Just like that. No fucking problem.
Of course.
When 9/11 happened, people were looking for fucking Arabs and shit because that's who the government was like. It was them. Here's the pictures all over the screen. But I'm saying if not just some random fucking plane crashing into buildings. I'm talking about D-Day, a full-scale invasion.
Yeah.
If it came to our shores, we would fucking fight. We're not going to go over to someone else's country and fight. That's like going to your fucking neighbor's...
Why the hell do you want to start so much shit anyway?
It's like going to your neighbor's house and fucking your neighbor's wife.
Right.
Why don't you just stay at home and fuck your wife?
Because
what
you're tired
she...
of the same
There's
thing.
A vagina here and a vagina there just because it's different. So... Their wife is a fucking desert. There's nothing great. We have deserts here. Go to California. The whole fucking state's a desert. It's not. It's dirt. Do you need sand? I will give you sand. I have some sand here. I will give you if
yes,
that's what you need.
It's in your vagina.
Right. What? Thank you. So that's where we stand on that. War is stupid.
Okay.
If...
That's enough
as
of that.
As a population, if we're still killing each other over dumb shit like that, then we are doomed.
We
if
are.
We're still fucking using oil in 10 more years, we are doomed. That's all there is to it.
Well,
because
global warming isn't some myth anymore. It's real.
It's warm. It's,
yeah, it's, oh, and it's global.
It's, yeah, whoa. It's man, bear pig, guys, I'm serious.
Super cereal. Why would anyone believe me?
All right. Well.
Okay. Anyway, were we going to talk about the election or something, or should we just do?
Does
some
it
news?
Matter? Okay. Here, I'm going to talk about the election real quick. Election. who gives a fuck?
Right. There. I'm not going to vote either person who gets elected. We're okay. Fucked. Doesn't matter.
Voting in these elections is like, do you want puppet number one or do you want puppet number two?
Well, and plus... Does your vote really matter anyway? I mean, like, especially when Bush...
Especially with the electronic votes.
Right.
They
and
can
remember,
make those say
well,
whatever.
Remember when Bush and Gore were running for president, and it came down to the votes in Florida, imagine that, on who won?
Right.
And Gore had more votes, but Bush won.
Yeah. Well,
like, how does that happen? How does the president with more votes still lose?
It's... Okay, voting...
It's because it's already been decided regardless of what
I'm going to break this down so you guys...
That's what I think.
Okay, I'm going to break this down so you guys can understand it. Voting in an election like this, like the United States does, is just like voting for would you rather have AIDS or would you rather have herpes.
Right.
It's both shit. It's both stuff you don't want. And until they break it down into categories like the Democrats and the Republicans. They're both just saying the same shit. It doesn't matter which one wins because
right.
Now it's like, do you want a black guy or do you want a woman or do you want the fucking redneck guy? Who cares? Let's have the black guy and the woman and the redneck guy. I say let's throw them all in a fucking ring, give them knives, and whoever comes out standing wins. How's that? Let's do that. Okay.
Who do you think would win, McCain, Obama, or Hillary?
Is Hillary on the rag during the fight?
Well, what if she was, would that make a difference?
I think so, because if she was on the rag, she would have that extra PMS
yeah,
power.
Yeah, she would have that that supernatural
but
period power,
I think Obama would win
in
a
so
fight.
I think so, too. I was kind of thinking Obama would probably win.
Yeah, I don't know. He seems like in a fight, I don't want to sound stereotypical, but because he's black, he would have no problem smacking a hoe.
Right.
So he would knock Hillary the fuck out. And then the redneck guy, he would just... He would call on all that pent-up anger from the slave days, and he would just whoop his ass.
Right.
And then I would have to come in and whoop his ass, and then I'd be president. So, yeah, let's do it that way.
Okay.
Fuck voting. We'll get a ring. We'll throw them all in. It'll be like, the Royal Rumble? Last Man Standing?
Right.
And then we'll have it on pay-per-view.
This should be... How about
Jam Hole Presents?
How about Celebrity Deathmatch? Remember Celebrity Deathmatch?
Oh, shit, son. Yeah, I do. Oh, man.
Obama, Hiller, and McCain on Celebrity Deathmatch.
I bet they already have done it.
Oh, if they haven't...
I want my royalties, biatch.
Yes. If you do it, that's ours.
That's right. But pay-per-view, man, we can make a mint.
Oh, yeah.
Presented by thejamhole.com. So are we going to read... We're not going to read these stories, are we? We're an hour six in.
They want stories, though.
Well,
maybe
you guys will get stories Friday.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Let's save these for Friday.
You guys wanted some
shit.
We're just giving the people what they want. You guys said this is what we want. Well, there you go. That's what you get. I hope you enjoy it.
Well, they wanted some news, too, but we kind of went on that.
Well, now that this is done with,
right.
We won't have,
we'll have news.
And Friday, we'll have Sean, hopefully, and me and you, and we'll have news.
Yes.
We'll have Jasmine cracking us up in the background.
Probably taking some pictures.
Yeah, taking some pictures. We might actually, we still haven't moved the studio yet because I want to pad the room first, and I want it to be done. So when we move in there to do the show, like, I'm living there now.
Right.
I'm living in the house, but the studio isn't done yet.
Let's not move the equipment into that room until it's been padded.
Exactly.
Because
then, I don't know. Oh, and I got a quick story today for those of you that enjoy my fucked up life. So, the first night, me and Jasmine were moving my stuff in there.
Yeah.
After she left and stuff, I was unpacking, and I decided to listen to the Jam Hole episode.
Of course.
Just make sure, I always listen to them. I make sure they sound good, because, you know, we really, I can't stress this
enough. We care about what
we take this shit seriously. I wouldn't just fucking do something half-assed like this. That's why we have this mixer and these mics, and we fucking do this.
Yeah.
This is serious. And, you know, one day if I make a living at doing this, fucking great. I'm still going to deliver water just so I can stay
plus,
in shape and
whether
shit.
Or not we do start making money from this, we're still going to do it regardless.
Exactly. And I don't care. This is more fun and therapeutic. But anyway, back to the story. So that was the episode where I was talking about the guy that I had blocked in and shit, the neighbor downstairs.
But you gave him a bunch of room. So
right.
He could
get
out.
But I'm thinking, how thin are the walls here? Like, is he hearing this show or whatever, and then he's like, boy, that sounds like what happened to me. Wait a second. that is me. He's talking about me, that motherfucker. Like, how weird would it be if you were living downstairs and all of a sudden you heard a show and this kid is, like, talking about you, you know?
Right, that'd be weird.
I just thought that was kind of weird. I was like, man.
Just wait until we're doing the show
there. Oh, my God, dude. I can't wait.
I'm pretty excited.
So, yeah, you got anything else? Let's get out of here. I want to go have dinner with Jasmine and her parents.
Ooh.
Yeah, dinner. So, all right, as usual, you guys, use the fucking comments as the message board. Or if you guys want to email us, email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our motherfucking shit. You can subscribe with the iTunes. Leave us a review and a comment on iTunes. Vote for us on Podcast Sally, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. And we will talk to you motherfuckers Friday.
One thing.
What?
When I tried to write a review myself on iTunes about us, and it wouldn't let me unless I put in, like, credit card information.
No,
and made
you
an
have
account.
To have an account for iTunes.
But
you
the
can
only
use
way
your AIM messenger thing.
I tried, but it's still, it was like, you've never used this with iTunes, so you got
to
fill the shit out.
Yeah, you don't
credit
need
card
a credit card.
It won't
I
let
did.
Me get past it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll help you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I need
I
your
can't
guidance.
Believe you couldn't wait till after the show to ask me that.
I just wanted to bring
you know what? Now I'm not going to help you. If you guys are listening, help Braden do that, please. Okay, we'll talk to you guys Friday.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Go ahead, good friend. Scream all you want to. You're legless and limping and lost, and it's just like they like you. And I can feel your tender bodies coming near. I see them hanging from the crystal chandelier. I'm hope for the hopeless, I'm help for the helplessly hopeful. Life is long when you're lonely. The ugly, the unclean, the unfit will fuck the unhappy. You're going down, good friend, so I'm letting go of your leg. The laugh and the poke and the prod and the pushing you.